Welcome back to the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, a new production is on stage at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts. It's a show produced by the Chicago Children's Theater in partnership with the Actors Gymnasium. It's called The Year I Didn't Go to School, A Homemade Circus. The play is adapted and directed by Looking Glass Artistic Director Heidi Stillman. Stillman, creative force, producing, directing, acting, and writing several plays for Looking Glass as well as other places around the city and around the country. And this production, The Year I Didn't Go to School, A Homemade Circus, is another hit for Stillman as the show is getting rave reviews. If that title sounds familiar, it's because the play is adapted from the famous children's book by renowned New York author Gisele Potter. Potter, who's always been known as one of the best illustrators in the field, has penned her own books as well, including this one, which is based on the true story of traveling around Europe with her family. Potter's latest book is also getting great reviews. This is My Dollhouse. And you can see Potter's illustrations on display as part of the Well section of the New York Times. She illustrates the Ties column. Gisele Potter's in town this week to see her book come to life on stage. And it's my pleasure to welcome Gisele and Heidi Stillman to the show tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this. I'll start with you, Heidi. I mean, talk about what drew you to this project. What was it about this that you wanted to adapt to put on the stage?
Well, a friend of mine gave me this book when I had my children, and it was our favorite book. I read it to them over and over and over again, and they just loved it. And I was really intrigued with all of the little performance tidbits that are throughout the book, because it's based on her family street performing in Italy. And they were so clever and so charming and beautiful. I always wanted to see them embodied and see them for real, you know, alive,
right,
embodied. So that was kind of the impetus. And so I went to Jackie, who's the artistic director at Chicago Children's Theater, and said, you know, I would really love to do this. And she liked the idea. So
one of the great things in Looking Glass and the Actors Gymnasium, you guys have done this for years, is you've been able to take theatrics, you know, beyond just the stage. You put in the air. There's a lot of gymnastics or acrobats that go along with production. Talk about that role of creating a circus and being able to do interesting things with the staging because of this text.
Yeah, well, that's an interest that I've always had, you know, coming out of school. And Looking Glass has always been really interested in that, in physical theater and visual theater. I think we're also very visual, and we feel like the visual holds content, not just words. And so it just seemed like a great match to have the Actors Gymnasium also working on it. And my friend Sylvia Hernandez de Stasi is the choreographer. And so we added, you know, a little bit of circus stuff to the performances as well.
Let's bring in Gisele. I'm so happy to have you here. Your illustrations are tremendous. I mean, think about all the books that you've been involved in that you've illustrated, but you've also penned. Talk about this story and why you chose to write this story as opposed to before this. I mean, you were just pretty much doing illustrations. Talk about this story.
Yeah, I started just illustrating other people's stories, and then I wrote this book, The Year I Didn't Go to School, and another book also called Chloe's Birthday and Me, both about my childhood. But it took a little while of just illustrating other people's stories before I felt like I could write my own. And it kind of was it was encouraged by my editor a little bit, just to, you know, she read my biography and said, well, why don't you write a story about that? And, you know, that was 15 years ago from now. So, you know, I keep forgetting things. But one way that I could remember things was I had a journal, and the end papers of the book are my journal from when I was eight.
Yeah.
So I could look at that to remember things, combined with photographs and asking my parents. But a lot of it is, you know, very vague memories from when I was eight. And so those two books were about my childhood, and then more recently I wrote books again after, you know, 30 books or something of other people's. I didn't think of it, and then all of a sudden now that I had kids and felt inspired again to write things, you know, both the new books that I have are inspired by my kids.
So. And I want to get to the story. You know, it's fascinating, too, because I was reading some interviews about the idea of the creative approach to illustrating other people's stories and what that does for you. I mean, the idea that it's not necessarily your story, but you really do dig into being able to draw somebody else's.
Right, and find something that I connect to. I mean, usually, you know, just making up characters, you have to decide who they are and have some reason, you know, connect to who they are. And so if it was a story that I had no connection at all, it would be really hard for me to illustrate it. So it's usually stories that I can find something of myself or, you know, something that I know. And that's what's really great about the New York Times, what you were mentioning, too, because it's these really personal stories every week. And
very emotional,
always, a lot of times I can find something that I know, too, from those stories. And that's definitely easier for me, the kind of narrative aspect of it, than editorial can often be more conceptual, and I never know what to do with that.
So. Well, let's get back to the year I didn't go to school. That story, as Heidi talked about, is a story that we all know, because if anyone has kids, you've read that story. It does feel a little fictional in the way that it's like, you know, it's a year without school. I took off school to be a street performer, but this is a true story.
It is true, yeah. I mean, my parents started the puppet theater when I was about two, and at first it was this giant crazy thing with all their friends, and then it kind of pared down to just be our family so that they could travel. And the book, The Year I Didn't Go to School, is kind of compiling all different times. It wasn't actually, all of that wasn't just in one year, and we didn't just go to Italy for one year, right. And I missed often more school. There was one year that I completely missed, which actually was when I was eight, but then other times I'd miss a month here or there. We'd, you know, do smaller trips. And but, you know, it's just for a children's book's sake, it was compiling all the most exciting things of, probably years of different memories.
Well, Chris Jones in the Tribune, when given this a great review, I mean, he seemed to really enjoy it. But he talked about it being one of the best arguments for an arts education, because the concept being that by living it, and instead of being in school, and actually that the lessons that are taught from being in the arts are sometimes more worthwhile than what you read in the book. Was that the concept? Was that what you were going for in this sort of mission and the lesson of the book?
It's funny. I didn't even think of it as being a lesson or thinking. I have heard people ask me, oh, you know, are you into homeschooling? And I actually never, you know, I haven't done that myself for my own kids. And I don't think my parents really consciously thought, we're doing homeschooling and we're taking you out of school and this is education for you. I mean, it was just, they didn't really... I mean, I'm kind of surprised we didn't really keep up with schoolwork at all that year. I mean, you know, a few little things here and there. But, you know, now I feel like you'd have to be more on top of what you're missing in third grade or whatever, you know.
Right.
But it wasn't, you know, some decision that, you know, this is better education for you. It worked out that way, but I don't think anybody thought about it, really.
I loved that. That aspect of the book, you know,
right.
And that just that the parents are kind of living their lives in a different way than a lot of people are, and just kind of, you know, the beauty of that and all the adventures that you guys had. And I really like that. In the play, I tried to throw some of that stuff into, like, what do I think I know about art? What have I learned from art or from living a life, you know? Because I also found, as a person in the arts with kids who, you know, we're all making shows all the time and in shows all the time, I definitely related to your book and those in those ways.
And it's funny because they did that, and they were much younger than I am when I had kids, and I think they were just much more wild and free about just doing things like that, but I just didn't do any of that. It's so funny. I mean, obviously we do lots of art and all kinds of things with our kids, but I just never thought, oh, I'll just take them out of school whenever I want.
Right,
and, you know, what if we run out of money while we're traveling? We'll just figure it out. All that kind of stuff. I'm much more practical.
I think we get a little skittish on a 3-day weekend.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like. In studio with me tonight, author Giselle Potter. Her latest book is This Is My Dollhouse. You can also see her illustrations in the Ties column in the New York Times, the Well section. She, of course, is the author of the famous children's book, The Year I Didn't Go to School, which is adapted by Heidi Still, the artistic director at the Looking Glass Theater, into the show The Year I Didn't Go to School, a homemade circus, which is on stage in partnership with the Chicago Children's Theater and the Actors Gymnasium at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts until March 19th. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more. Sound good? All right, stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're talking children's theater with a great pair in studio, Giselle Potter, the author of the book, The Year I Didn't Go to School. It's amazing to think that's 15 years old now. And the reason you're in Chicago is because Heidi Stillman and the Children's Theater and the Actors Gymnasium, you've co-adapted the book to put on the show, The Year I Didn't Go to School, a Homemade Circus, which is on stage at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts until March 19th. Heidi, I mean, you've done so much work. I mean, it's amazing. Look at your bio. You've been artistic director twice at the Looking Glass Theater. When a project like this comes along, and it's a little bit out of your... No, I wouldn't say it's out of your range, but it's a children's show, and you do a lot of adult theater. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to pigeonhole you, but... I mean, when you have this opportunity to have a text that is close to you, that's close to your family, is that something that you seek out?
Well, I always want to do stuff that I love, and I've been lucky enough that that's what I've been able to do. I haven't been given assignments because it's usually my own instigation as to what I want to adapt or direct. So, you know, this was just something that I really loved, and I had it in my mind for a long time that, oh, this would be so fun to make into a play. So, yeah, it's always kind of a little bit of a love affair with the book to want to adapt it.
Giselle, for you, you know, when you work on stories, not just the illustration but the stories, mm-hmm. how do stories hit you? I mean, how are you inspired by the stories that you write? Is it I'm going to write a book, I'll figure out what it is, or is something inspire you or hit you on top of the head and be like, "Oh, I'm going to write about that."
Well, this book, The Year I Didn't Go to School, and the other book I talked about, it was completely just referencing my childhood and, you know, telling stories from that. And that's natural for me. Making up stories is really hard for me. And so then I think that's why I started again, because there are real life things that I was experiencing with my kids. Like, one's about if you have trouble going to sleep, what do you dream about? Just making up different ideas of what to dream about. And that was a real thing. That's a real tradition we have every night of talking about what to dream about. And then This Is My Dollhouse is because of just watching them making little things, remembering doing that when I was little too, just how much fun it is to make things for Dollhouse more than actually play with it. And so, I mean, they're all kind of real stories. I have a lot of ideas of things that I want to write about that are not real, but they just stay as ideas.
I could be ignorant in this question, but are you ever in a situation where you would want to write a story and let somebody else illustrate it?
No. I couldn't do that. It's all about the pictures. The writing is so hard for me, and the pictures are so much more something that feels right for me.
Both of you have made a life in the arts, you know, for illustration and theater, and this play and this story is about pursuing the arts and putting some things that are normal and natural, like school, to the side to do that. Talk about what it means to be in a career in which you are pursuing the things that you went to school to do, that you even before that were inspired to be. Talk about that, about the challenges, but also just the thrills of being working professionals at the top of your game in your specific disciplines.
Well, mostly I feel so lucky. I mean, you know, it's all feels a little bit like luck sometimes to be able to do that, because it's so easy not to be. I mean, so many people I know are amazing artists and can't make a career of it, so it's sort of secondary when they have a little moment to do it, you know, on the side. And so I feel so lucky that I can do it every day, and it's just made it a really flexible lifestyle, because, you know, there's nobody telling me what hours I need to work for the most part, and I enjoy what I do. I mean, that's so lucky. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes when people say there must be some path to get to that, I really do feel like a lot of it is just sort of happenstance and luck. It's not like, at least for what I do, and mm-hmm. I'm sure it's really different with theater, but for illustration, it's just walking into my career started with The New Yorker, and I feel like if that didn't happen, then maybe everything else wouldn't have happened, but I just happened to walk in the right day with the right art directors. You know what I mean? It feels like that a little bit for everything, and there's so many people that just aren't seen that are amazing artists, and they just, you know. So
I don't know if it was a story with The New Yorker, but the story I read where the ink was dripping down the...
Yes, that was The New Yorker.
So that little bit of happenstance, we got lucky that the...
It was completely because that was the first thing I ever tried to do is editorial illustration. I went to The New Yorker and you drop off a box, a portfolio box, and I, for some reason, put real paintings in the box instead of just prints, and they actually called me back and wanted to buy the paintings. I wasn't expecting, you never meet with people usually. They just take your box and leave you a note and that's it. And they actually want to meet. And I was so embarrassed because I had this blue dress that I dyed and it was raining and it was pouring down. All my legs were blue. But I wasn't expecting at all that I was going to have this meeting. But it worked out really well. I mean, it was great. So
Heidi asked you the same question.
Yeah, no, I feel like mine, in weird ways, it's kind of similar. Like, because I joined with Looking Glass, you know, I was right at the beginning of that, I was like the year after they started, you know, and after I graduated, I got asked in. So in a way, it all was just luck in a way, you know. And who would have thought that my theater company would still be going, you know, 29 years later? So to me, I kind of feel like it was similar. Like I just kept doing what I loved, and then, you know, something grew out of it. What I love about Chicago is it's a place where an artist can have a life and can be a working artist. It's different on the coasts So I really appreciate that I've been able to have a life and have a family and keep working. Keep making things.
Both. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, as an illustrator and a theater artist, they're similar, but they're different. But at the same time, when you think about it, the idea of conjuring up imagery and telling a story through what people see in front of them, I mean, that is at the core. That's the core of what you both do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is very similar.
Do you guys think about the idea that maybe you could venture outside of your medium? This is kind of interesting to say an illustrator gets an adaptation or a theater artist. Do you think about, you know, are you a visual artist in the way that you could train yourself to do things in other platforms, other mediums, or are you strictly, all right, I'm an illustrator, I'm a theater artist, that's what I do?
No, absolutely. I would love to do other things than, yeah, I mean, I always say that I would love to make sets and costumes you know, all kinds of things that are still feel the same way. And it's funny because it is so similar, and I feel like a lot of times I feel like that when I'm making illustrations, that the puppetry background comes out a little bit of just telling a story that way. And I mean, I have a hard time, like I said, doing anything that's not telling a story when I'm illustrating or when I'm making pictures. So, I do think it's very similar. I don't think that it has to stay in one.
And maybe a future career in writing children's books?
I don't know. That could be cool. No, I don't know. You know, as a theater director, I get to dabble in a lot of different things, which is really fun and which keeps things interesting. And then I also have that circus passion, so I'm not doing. I wish I could, but but making.
Well, it's a tremendous book, and your illustrations are just tremendous. And it's a pleasure to meet you, Giselle Potter, the illustrator and children's book author. Her book, of course, The Year I Didn't Go to School. She's also got her new book out, which is This Is My Dollhouse, and you can find her illustrations. Was it weekly? Do you do it every week for
weekly.
The column?
Yeah,
For the Ties column in the Well section of the New York Times. And the adaptation of The Year I Didn't Go to School is on stage at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts. It's a show that's produced by Chicago Children's Theater in partnership with the Actors Gymnasium. It's called The Year I Didn't Go to School, A Homemade Circus. It's directed and co-adapted by Looking Glass Artistic Director Heidi Stillman. Heidi, pleasure to meet you. Great to have you here, and you got to come back. I mean, you're right next door.
Yeah,
right?
It's easy.
The show is on stage at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts until March 19th. Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.